It's a familiar cycle for many Americans. You dream of having this wonderful holiday season with your family and friends. You have visions of your loved ones opening the perfect gift and having a warm smile on their face. You think about the perfect meal with everyone gathered around a table together, no matter how far they're spread around the world the rest of the year. And to make the vision come true, you pull out your credit cards. Maybe you pull off the most of that vision of the perfect Christmas. Maybe it doesn't quite work out. Either way, after the holidays are over and the presents are opened and your uncle has overstayed his welcome, you're left with a bunch of credit card debt. So what's next? How do you handle this little or big bubble of debt before this interest begins to have a real negative impact on your credit score or overall your livelihood? And now, how do you prevent this from happening next year? Over the next 7 steps, I'll be providing you guys with a quick guide as far as how to get out of holiday debt sooner than later. Channel those savings directly into big credit card payments. Take a look at your credit card bills and figure out which one has the highest interest rate. Then channel your extra payment towards that card. Make the biggest payment you can possibly afford while still paying your other bills and making minimum payments on other credit cards. This route will help you pay off your credit cards fastest. Look for zero interest balance transfer offers. Before you send in that big extra payment though, spend some time looking through credit card offers for balance transfers that allow you to pay 0% interest on that transfer debt for a certain period of time. If you can transfer everything to a 0% interest offer, that's awesome. If not, you should still make an extra payment on your highest interest debt. Just make sure you get the transferred balance paid off before zero interest offer ends. Sell unwanted items. You'll find that after the holidays, you may have some unwanted items around your home, including gifts you received and old items that new gifts may replace. There's also the spring cleaning period that people start at the first glimmers of warmth. All these things result in items you can sell to earn a bit of extra money. Using services like Craigslist and eBay, even Facebook has a new marketplace that you can list these things. And then you get to channel some of this money that you, from the sale of these gifts or items into an even bigger extra payment for your high interest credit cards. If you're an existing homeowner, you could even look into a possible refinance. If you purchased your home roughly about 2 years ago, you're probably sitting on a little bit of equity right now. And if you did a minimum down payment back then, you're probably in a position to remove some of that mortgage insurance. So why not kill two birds with one stone, especially if you're looking to consolidate some of that holiday debt? You could very easily refinance and consolidate this debt through a cash out refinance. Whether it's a second home, an investment property, or even a primary residence, all three of those types can do a refinance cash out. Definitely a good option to look into when paying down credit card debts. Start a savings plan for next year's holiday season. The best time to start a savings plan for next holiday season is right after this holiday season. If you get started right away, you can easily save a small amount each week and have a large pot of money next December. For example, if you start on the first Monday of December and save $10 a week for 50 weeks, you'll have over $500 in the bank in the middle of next December. If you save $20 a week, you'll have over $1,000 for holiday expenses just waiting for you. The easiest way to do this is to set up an automatic weekly transfer, something that most banks will help you set up. Make the holidays more realistic. In the aftermath of the holidays, it makes sense to discuss some sensible downsizing with family and friends for next year. You can discuss putting cost restrictions on gifts, moving to a drawing of names for a gift exchange, or even dropping presents altogether. You might also want to discuss arrangements that reduce the challenges of travel on everyone. The spirit of the holiday season and the togetherness and warmth that brings it isn't something that should cause you to go into debt. As you celebrate the season, keep in mind the things that actually matter and are meaningful for you and those closest to you. You might just find that those things don't come wrapped in a package and don't involve stressing out about the perfect holiday dinner.